Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Coffee Kalipa, short form podcast. So we have been thinking about this upcoming week, and we each have had a little bit of coffee. Now, topic of conversation is always saying yes. Now, I know some of you guys are going to be like, dude, as a parent, as a person, you can't always say yes. It's impossible. So let me caveat that. Let me share with this. So my children, they're 9 and 12, and you definitely need to say no, 100%. You need to teach them discipline. You need to teach them that not everything is just going to be given to them and that you're not always going to say yes. No, absolutely not, right? You're at a store, they want to buy something. No, you can't get it for these reasons. What I'm referring to is specifically when they ask you to go do something and saying no because you don't have the capacity, you're too lazy or whatever. So for example, this got sparked on me 2 days ago. So I get home from work, whether I'm at the gym or I'm at the office, I go downstairs and she's like, Dad, let's go play baseball. Let's go for a bike ride. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. And I want to pride myself in looking back 10 years from now and saying that all those opportunities that my children want to go do something with me, I did the best I could to always say yes. Because how bad would you feel 10 years from now if you look back at the kids are out of the house, they're not underneath your roof anymore, and you're like, damn, dude, I had all those opportunities to go do something and I didn't say yes. And I didn't say yes because I was just too tired from the day. I didn't say yes because I wanted to just watch TV. Instead, the motivation should be go get after it in the morning, go get after it in the middle of the day, train so you could be fit enough that when you get home from work, when you're done with your day and your kid asks you, let's go do this, you're like, hell yeah, let's go do that. And that's the inspiration, man. It's just always saying yes. It's something that I want to look back on and say that there was many times in my life that I prioritized spending time doing something active with the kids, especially when they came to me and they want to do it. And it won't always happen, right? Maybe you have work to do. Maybe you have things going on. That's fine. But if you have the opportunity to, you should always have the capacity to say yes and not say no because for any other reason, right? You should always have the capability to go do that. And I just imagine a kid, right, who asks you to go do something over and over again. And you used to say no, no, no. Eventually, you're just not going to ask anymore. So let's start saying yes as often as possible so that it creates this culture where you know you're going to go do things. That's the motivation. That's the inspiration for this week. And I got fired up on this, man, because, you know, I don't want to be that guy 5, 10, 20 years from now when the kids are in college or out of the house, whatever. And I'm like, man, I missed out on some really amazing opportunities. I'm thinking about that on a regular basis. These Coffee Kalipas, that's all it is, right? Sometimes it's business, sometimes it's fitness, sometimes it's family. This one's about kids. This one's about family. This is something that I'm deeply resonating with. And I think that we all need to take a step back and say, it's so easy, you know, it's just like, let's go do this. Let's go do this. Especially if you have like a young boy like Caden, who's just all on all the time. It's easy for you to be like, oh my gosh, this is overwhelming. But I think back, what's the alternative? Do I want him to never say anything? Do I never want to go do anything with him? I'd rather have him be overboard than not want to do anything with me. And I need to keep inspiring that same activity. So go out there, say yes more. If you don't feel like you have the fitness to be able to say yes, go hit the gym, go for a ruck, go start walking, go, you know, do something, but get your body ready so you can always say yes. If you like these episodes, go back, check out the other Coffee Kalipas. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter, the Never Zero newsletter. It's all in the podcast show notes. I really appreciate you guys. Leave us a rating, leave us a review, and go say yes and go get after it. Let's go.